Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A cold front gets closer to us today. We have a chance for some afternoon and evening thunderstorms today and tomorrow. I'll show you the timeline.
Extra counselors will be at Northern High School in Durham today after a student was stabbed on campus. Straight ahead, the questions that remain this morning as we work to learn if anyone will be charged.
UNC students and community activists will rally against gun violence today in downtown Raleigh.
This is incredibly important in the history of North Carolina. Right now, this is one of the best points for us to make our voices heard.
Coming up, why organizers say now is the time to push for change when it comes to gun laws in North Carolina.
And fans are waiting to hear how long New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers will be sidelined after getting injured during a game against the Buffalo Bills. He may have torn his Achilles. We'll know more after an MRI is scheduled for today. A lot to tell you about on this Tuesday. Thanks for joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along here. Yeah, those tortured Jets fans, just another blow to them. They did win the game, though. We'll show you how, because it is amazing. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. First off, though, with those rain chances today.
Yeah, our weather's about to be amazing, but we have to see a cold front move through first. And that front could bring a few isolated afternoon and evening storms today and again tomorrow before it completely pushes out of our area. But we're waking up to clear skies for the most part this morning. It feels very pleasant out there. Temperatures and dew points are all in the 60s. We'll see partly cloudy skies during the afternoon. And mid-afternoon, we start to see just a few isolated cells popping up. A little bit of lightning with this. Some heavy rain at times, but the coverage won't be huge. Not everybody will end up seeing those storms. Right now, we're looking at 69 with a dew point of 67, so it feels a little more comfortable than the 70s that we normally see on a summer morning. It is going to be a hot afternoon, though. We'll see a high of 93. Yesterday's high was 92, so it'll feel pretty similar. Hurricane Lee, brand new information that came in at 5 a.m., has winds at 115, so it's still a Cat 3, still a major hurricane, moving northwest at 7, still moving fairly slowly, but it starts to pick up forward speed and weaken a little bit as it moves northward. When it comes past Bermuda, likely to be a Category 1 with 90-mile-per-hour winds. It stays hundreds of miles off the coast of North Carolina and potentially makes landfall up up around Nova Scotia as we get into the weekend as a tropical storm. You can see the computer models are all in good agreement over that. We'll continue to track that and show you what the impacts along our coast will be specifically. Coming up, Brian.
601 right now, Elizabeth. Just check with Raleigh 911, and we still have that crash, hit-and-run crash investigation at Newbern Avenue at Raleigh Boulevard. Look out for some police activity there. Also just getting reports of a crash on Jones Sausage Road at Auburn-Knightdale Road. Working to get some details about that. I'm tracking through Garner, some delays, construction-related delays on 40 eastbound between Business 70 and the Clayton Bypass. Right now, our live sensors are indicating about a six-minute delay. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from the Clayton Bypass, you'll be on the other side of that backup, Jeff.
Thanks, Brian. Counselors will be at Northern High School in Durham today to help students shaken by a violent fight that led to a lockdown yesterday. WRAL's Laura Levine joins us live from the school right now. This was a scary situation for a school, Laura, that just opened last week.
Jeff, as you can imagine, this incident did strike fear, worry, panic for many parents and students here in Durham. With those flashing lights, police and EMS rushing inside this school building here, it did cause traumatic events, and that's exactly why staff and counselors will be on hand to support students who may find it difficult to focus in class today. Take a look at this video. It shows the heavy response from law enforcement surrounding the brand new high school when it went into lockdown. Investigators say a fight broke out, which led to one student getting stabbed by what's believed to be a knife. The sheriff's office detained three students for questioning, but no one was taken into custody. Aaron Roper, picked up his son as soon as the lockdown was lifted.
I don't know what changes that, you know, can be made. I mean, I think the administrators have done an excellent job thus far. But the problem is not at administration level, it's at the home level.
Yeah, and that parent did tell us that his son was actually afraid and did not want to come back to school today. As far as the student who was stabbed, that student was taken to a nearby hospital. This morning, we are working to learn more about their condition. We're also asking questions on whether or not the juveniles involved in this violent fight will face any charges. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Durham.
Happening today, UNC students and activists plan to rally together in an effort to combat gun violence. This comes 2 weeks after police say a doctoral student shot and killed a professor on campus. The group Raleigh Boots on the Ground and students will protest at the North Carolina General Assembly. They're demanding lawmakers take action and put an end to the gun violence epidemic. The rally is set for 1 this afternoon.
With breaking news, we're following out of Knightdale this morning. Crews are working to fix an overnight water main break that may be affecting hundreds of people. The WRL breaking news tracker was on the scene on Lawrence Way, where crews are cleaning up some mud left behind from that break. Workers shut off the water in that area and are now working to find exactly where that break is so that they can fix it. A nearby Sheetz gas station is without water right now. We're working to learn if this break is the reason why.
And more breaking news here in the WRA Live Center. We want to take you to this brand new video coming in from eastern Libya. Heavy flooding there causing at least 2,000 people have died, according to the International Red Cross. Another 10,000 are still missing. Torrential rains from a powerful Mediterranean storm named Daniel triggered flash flooding. Two dams collapsed, sending water flowing into already flooded areas. The death toll is expected to rise. Search and rescue efforts continue in this region. We'll keep you updated here in the WRA Live Center.
Ken, thanks. Raleigh police need your help tracking down a driver who they say hit a person on Glenwood Avenue. The WRAL breaking news tracker was there on scene last night. It happened near Rembert Drive around 10:30. Officers say the driver was in a red pickup truck. We're told the person who was hit was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. If you know anything that could help with this investigation, call police.
This morning, the state will officially take over child welfare services at Nash County DSS. The decision took county leaders by surprise yesterday. This is all happening after a WRL investigation into the deaths of two children in the department's care. In a letter to county leaders, the State Department of Health and Human Services said Nash County has been slow to respond in critical situations. The department also said concerns about safety planning and have continued creating a substantial risk to children and have led to children being harmed.
I'm not happy this happened, but those two children need justice. And if, like I said, if the state needs to take it over, we need to support them to get it right.
It is unclear how long the state will run the county's child welfare services. If you go to WRL.com, you can read more about how state and county leaders are responding to this story.
Breaking overnight, police are swarming a Pennsylvania community where they say the convicted killer who escaped prison has been spotted and he may have a weapon now. Authorities say Daniello Cavalcante was seen last night about 20 miles north of the prison from where he escaped. An alert was sent out to residents around 1:45 this morning telling them to stay indoors and lock their houses following a report that he may have broken into a home and stolen a rifle. This is the first sighting of Cavalcante since the weekend. It's been nearly 2 weeks since he broke out of prison. Cavalcante has since changed his appearance, shaving all of his facial hair.
This morning, a special treat for first responders who keep our community safe. Two local Chick-fil-A's are giving out free chicken biscuits as part of a token of appreciation, you can call it. WRL's Kelsey Coffey joins us live this morning. It's all part of a bigger show of support for our first responders. Kelsey, good morning.
Jeff, it sure is. Good morning to you. First responders can get a free Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit at two locations here in Raleigh. This one here, which is the Falls Village location, and the other location that's on Capitol Boulevard. This is part of the Raleigh Chamber of Commerce's annual thank you to first responders. The chamber is hosting their annual First Responders Appreciation Breakfast in conjunction with the Chick-fil-A giveaway. More than 400 first responders are expected to come out this morning. The chamber will honor several of them at the event with awards for their heroism.
The business community can come together and really say thank you to all of our first responders for their work, their sacrifices, not only to keep us safe, but to keep our community strong.
They sure do keep our community strong. And that first responder appreciation breakfast is sold out. But first responders, if you are watching, you can come to this Chick-fil-A location, the Falls Village location, or the one on Capitol Boulevard from 6:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. to claim your free biscuit. Just be sure to be in your uniform or bring your ID. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Much deserved. And coming up later this morning, you can watch the appreciation event and award ceremony for first responders and their families in Raleigh. WRL's Dan Haggerty will be emceeing that event. It starts at 7:30. And WRL is a proud community partner of this event. You can watch it live on WRL.com.
A citywide curfew for anyone under the age of 18 will be the topic of a special meeting next Monday in Fayetteville. This comes after people spoke out against the youth protection ordinance during last night's city council meeting. The ordinance would make it unlawful for young people ages 17 and 18 to be in any public place from midnight to 5 a.m. on weekdays and 1 to 5 a.m. on weekends. The curfew would go into effect for kids 16 and under at 11 each night. A special meeting will be held next Monday at 7 p.m. Council members will talk about whether to modify the ordinance or throw away the idea altogether. New York Jets quarterback Aaron Rodgers will undergo an MRI today after suffering a potentially major injury just minutes into his first game with the team. Rodgers went down on the fourth play with his new team when he was sacked by Leonard Floyd of the Buffalo Bills, and he was helped off the field by members of the Jets medical staff and later carried into the locker room. The team fears it may be a serious injury to his Achilles tendon, which could put him out for the rest of the season. Coming up in What's Trending, how quarterbacks from other teams are reacting to Rodgers' injury.
Now, despite losing their star quarterback, the Jets were able to send their fans home happy. Rookie Xavier Gibson stunned the Bills, returning this punt 65 yards for a touchdown in overtime. So that's a walk-off. He crosses the goal line, and they're gone. 22-16 win. It is just the third time in NFL history a game has ended on an overtime punt return for a touchdown. This morning, the American explorer trapped in a Turkish cave for more than a week is finally back above ground.
It is amazing to be above ground again. I was underground for far longer than ever expected with an unexpected medical issue.
Up next, what he had to say just moments after rescuers were able to get him to safety.
And we're learning more about lead levels found at parks in Durham. Coming up, we explain the direct correlation found between those parks and previous waste incinerator sites.
Today and tomorrow, we'll feature some scattered thunderstorms, but behind that front, we're turning much cooler. I'll show you the timeline for when we'll see the most rain with this next system.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:14. It's a pretty pleasant morning out there. Temperature in the upper 60s across much of the region instead of low to mid 70s, which is what we often see this time of year. And our humidity is down a little bit this morning, too. So at the bus stop, it feels a little more comfortable than it has the last several days. But it's going to be a hot day. Yesterday, we hit 92. We'll likely hit 92, 93. And we'll feel that about the time the bus is letting the kids out at their bus stop as everybody's coming home. We also have the potential for a few isolated thunderstorms this afternoon from 3 o'clock on. So we'll walk through the timeline for that. The cold front itself doesn't come through until tomorrow, so we'll add another chance tomorrow. But once all that is done, it's going to feel pretty comfortable. As you're about to head out the door to walk the dogs this morning, temperatures will be in the upper 60s, climbing into the mid 70s. Brian?
It's just about 6:15 as we take a look at traffic this morning, and I'm watching some delays on 40 eastbound heading out of the Business 70 area of Garner down toward the Clayton Bypass. These appear to be construction-related delays, about a 7-minute backup overall. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from the Clayton Bypass, you'll be in fine shape heading down toward 42, but some pretty significant delays there. Also, a report of a minor crash at Jones Sausage Road at Auburn Church Road, which is just to the east of that I-40 interchange. It's a minor crash, not seeing big delays at this point. Renee?
Brian, thanks for that update. A significant update for you. After more than a week of being trapped at the bottom of a Turkish cave, American explorer Mark Dickey has been rescued. He's said to be in good condition this morning. Dickey was pulled out on a stretcher Monday after suffering from gastrointestinal bleeding while mapping a cave in the Taurus Mountains. More than 150 rescuers from all over the world worked for days to get him out.
It's been one hell of a crazy adventure, but I'm on the surface safely. I'm still alive. European Cave Rescue Association, along with numerous member organizations, made all the difference.
What an ordeal. Along with cave exploration, Dickey is also known for his work training others on how to rescue people trapped in caves.
New versions of a Moderna and Pfizer COVID-19 booster shot could be available within the next few days. This comes after the FDA gave them the green light on Monday. A CDC advisory committee will talk about the new formulas today. If that group and the CDC director sign off, pharmacies and doctor's offices will have permission to give people the shots. Novavax says it also expects to have an updated vaccine this month.
Free blood lead testing will be available in Durham today. It's for children between 6 months and 6 years old, as well as pregnant women. No insurance is required. Testing is available at the Durham Health Department on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 9 to 11 a.m. and between 1 and 4 p.m. The blood tests come as Duke researchers draw a distinct correlation between previous waste incinerator sites and high levels of lead. They found many of those previous sites can have high lead levels for decades after those sites closed down. Three parks in Durham were found to have elevated lead levels: Walltown Park, East Durham, and East End Park. All three were built on former incinerator sites, many of which burned garbage, including paint and food cans containing lead.
Today, a new program will launch in Durham County that will provide free Narcan to the community. Starting today, a vending machine that dispenses free Narcan will be available 24/7 in the lobby of the Durham County Detention Center. Narcan is a treatment that can help save lives from drug overdoses. It's part of a partnership between the Sheriff's Office and Durham County Public Health.
You're looking live at RDU International Airport right now, where a big move is set to take place this morning that will boost international travel. The airport plans to announce a new airline partner and international flights. It's happening at 11. We'll update you once we learn more. Seems like this summer, a lot of people were traveling internationally to enjoy the summer. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. No reason to fly out when we're going to have some really pleasant weather coming up later this week.
Well, what we've all been waiting for all summer long is coming, starting Thursday, Friday into the weekend. It looks like it could last at least for a week or so. I'm feeling very, very comfortable. And, you know, we're getting into the middle of September, so it is time. We have a pretty sunrise in progress here in Goldsboro. You can see that pretty glow there on the horizon. We're seeing that across most of the area. It's just the camera's not turned toward the horizon here at Apex or in Chapel Hill. Chapel Hill's courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and there's Fayetteville where our newsroom is. Let's take a look at the tropics. Still really active out there. Technically, we're still really close to the peak of the hurricane season. Lee has winds at 115. It's still a Cat 3, moving northwest at 7. What's new this morning is that there really hasn't been much of a change, so that's really good news. The other thing that's new is as the storm travels northward, it still looks like it's going to be a Category 1 storm, continuing to weaken as it moves past Bermuda, likely to be close to, but maybe not a landfall on Bermuda. Around 2 a.m. Friday is about the time it'll be passing by Bermuda with winds at about 90 miles per hour. And finally, the forecast track does take it all the way to a potential landfall somewhere between Maine and Nova Scotia, and that's likely to be late Saturday night, early Sunday as a tropical storm. So those are the new things there. What isn't so new is that we're expecting it to weaken as it moves northward. It's going to move into some cooler ocean temperatures. The red and orange is where ocean temperatures are above normal and the blue below normal. That happened when Franklin moved across this area and kind of sat there, churned up the water a little bit. The cooler temperatures will allow the storm to weaken a little bit. We take a look at our coastal impacts. We'll likely see coastal flooding, beach erosion, and life-threatening rip currents starting tomorrow all the way through the weekend. So keep that in mind as that storm passes by this weekend. If you're headed to the beaches, you may not want to swim. Margo's a Category 1 storm right now, and then another wave is coming off the coast of Africa. Margo will potentially become a Category 2 storm, but eventually fizzle out in the North Atlantic. Shouldn't make landfall. And then this next system continues to track westward. The computer models are in no good agreement on what could happen with that one, but it's worth watching as it continues to travel westward. Here's our cold front that's likely to bring us some rain. We have just a small chance of that later today. We're seeing mostly clear skies now. We'll see partly cloudy skies this afternoon. Just a few isolated cells pop up later today. And when the front comes through itself, tomorrow we'll also have the potential for a few scattered cells. Yesterday it was looking more likely south and east. Boy, the coverage today compared to yesterday is pretty minimal for that rain Wednesday. But it still looks like it's going to deliver some delightful conditions. We'll talk about just how much lower the humidity will be starting Thursday. Coming up, Brian.
It is 6:21, Elizabeth, and we are watching those construction-related delays on 40 eastbound, watching those live sensors as you head away from the 70 business interchange down toward the Clayton bypass this morning. We're now measuring a 9-minute delay through that area. Again, this all appears to be construction-related. We will watch that, let you know how it's developing. If you can pick up 40 eastbound from the 42 or Clayton bypass interchanges heading on down into Johnston County, you should be in good shape there on the other side of those backups. Not too far from I-40 in Garner, watch for a minor crash on Jones Sausage Road at Auburn Church Road. That likely has been moved over to a parking lot by this point. Still have that hit-and-run investigation at New Bern Avenue at Raleigh Boulevard on the east side of Central Raleigh. Elsewhere around the Triangle, we're looking fine in Durham. No trouble on I-85 or I-40.
Brian, thanks. Aerosmith has postponed some of their upcoming concerts after Steven Tyler sustained an injury during a concert over the weekend. Coming up, the new date for their show at PNC Arena in Raleigh.
And coming up this morning on Today, pulling back the curtain on life in the NFL. You'll get an exclusive first look at a new documentary that follows Eagles center Jason Kelce and his family as he contemplates retirement after injury and balances his football career with fatherhood.
Plus, here's a look at your winning lottery numbers. We'll be back with What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
The sports world is reacting to quarterback Aaron Rodgers' injury during last night's game between the New York Jets and the Buffalo Bills.
And here now to talk about it, Brian Schrader with What's Trending. Brian.
We're going to be talking about punctuation here in just a moment, so be ready for that. Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes tweeted about the injury, and he needed to use the edit button after forgetting a very important comma. So he first tweeted, "Hate that man, praying for the best," without the comma. So it looked like he said, "I hate that man." But some Twitter users, of course, raised eyebrows, as they want to do, and Mahomes was able to make fun of himself for that mistake, tweeting, "Knew I was going to need that edit button on here one of these days."
Oh, goodness. All in the in instance of brevity right there, you know, just the inflection, the difference. I hate it for the Jets fans. They have suffered years of this torture, and now the guy who they brought in to save the franchise is done after four plays.
Team debut he wanted to make.
Not at all.
Aquaman is returning to the big screen. Jason Momoa dives back in as the popular superhero in the upcoming sequel, Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. This is a sneak peek of the movie, which is set to hit theaters December 20th.
And Momoa says he is pumped to be doing this film once again as Aquaman. He says this one is funny, a lot of cool stuff in it. He does a lot of funny stuff with Patrick Wilson, who's in it. And Nicole Kidman also has a role in this movie as well.
Looks exciting.
Brian, thanks. New this morning, Aerosmith has postponed six upcoming tour dates, including one in Raleigh, after Steven Tyler injured his vocal cords during a concert Saturday in Chicago. The singer posted on social media that he is heartbroken about having to reschedule the dates, but wants to give fans the performance they deserve. The band was supposed to play at PNC Arena on September 24th, but that concert has now been pushed back to February 26th. Aerosmith also rescheduled shows in Detroit, Chicago, Washington, D.C., Toronto, and Cleveland.
Sure is a beautiful morning out there. Take a live look at Sanford, that gorgeous glow right there on the horizon. We do have the potential for some scattered storms later this afternoon. I'll walk you through the timeline coming up.
And Durham's Northern High School opened a week ago exactly to this day. And now today, counselors will be on standby working to help students after a violent fight broke out here yesterday.
Who wouldn't want a free chicken biscuit? How two Raleigh Chick-fil-A locations are making that happen today for the people who risk their lives to save ours.